This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, the state of Texas is being sued by 600 school districts who say budget cuts are making the system unfair. David Martin Davies reports from San Antonio.
In Texas, not all school districts are created equal. Some are property wealthy, many are property poor. And since school property taxes pay for everything from chalk to sheetrock, poor school districts are frequently failing at educating their students to the standards set by the state. Teedra Robertson is with the Texas Equity Center.
The school districts are asked to do more with less money. They've had to cut the amount of teachers, cut their support staff.
On Monday, lawyers for several school districts argued the Texas school funding system is so hopelessly broken that it violates the state constitution. The Texas Association of Business agrees, along with James Galson of the Conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation.
We're not getting the most out of our education dollars right now.
If the judge finds that the Texas Constitution is being violated, it'll likely be up to the state legislature to find a solution that'll have to please the judge, the school districts, and the business community. In San Antonio, I'm David Martin Davies for Marketplace.